Kevin McCarthy from House floor names 50 Americans killed by illegal aliens. By Michelle Moons on January 30, 2019. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy named 50 Americans killed by illegal aliens and several DACA recipients from the House floor Wednesday, as he called out the Democrats' political moves over the 35-day partial government shutdown. McCarthy blasted the Democrats, accusing them of using the shutdown for their political interests and celebrating nothing but their own political pursuits of self-righteousness. He then referenced the 266,000 criminal illegal aliens that were apprehended over the past 2 years and listed the names of 50 of the many Americans killed at the hands of illegal aliens. At a time when the country expects its leaders in Washington to look forward, this House majority is looking backward, the minority leader charged against Democrats. When our country expects solutions, they are using this chamber to settle political scores. McCarthy pointed to four reasonable solutions to end the shutdown and secure the border President Donald Trump offered and said that Democrats never offered one. He added, "In fact, Democrats went on vacation and political fundraisers to Puerto Rico. They littered this chamber with messaging bills that didn't come close to solving the problem and would never be signed into law. They were celebrating the status quo that suits their political interest and political pursuits of self-righteousness," McCarthy contended, "of not only Democrats but also the media. A status quo that causes pain and suffering for Americans across this country. Roughly 10,000 children are being smuggled into U.S. every year to be sold for human trafficking," the minority leader detailed. Referring to the Democrats and media, he added, "They are celebrating a status quo that leaves 700,000 DACA-designated individuals unsure about their future. I implore my colleagues to take some time and think deeply about these individuals, their families, and what our country stands for," McCarthy pleaded. "It certainly isn't this political stunt by this majority, and it certainly isn't this status quo they are so proud to protect." He closed, "Let us not let these political distractions get in the way of our duty. Instead, let's actually work together to give the voice to the voiceless." Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.